Good morning. It's 8:52.
There's no question in my mind that if the president were to be reelected, you'll continue to see a middle-class squeeze with incomes going down and prices going up.
You think that by closing loopholes and deductions for the well-to-do, somehow you will not end up picking up the tab, then Governor Romney's plan may work for you.
Taxes, the deficit, jobs, Medicare, just some of the critical issues of campaign 2012 were front and center last night in the first presidential debate. Peter Maurice, economist with the University of Maryland School of Business, joins us now. Now, Peter, a half hour ago, we talked with Bob Shapiro, who had been a chief architect of the Clinton economic program, and we discussed his views of last night's debate. As you looked at what they said, did any of this add up as a prescription to success with the economy?
Well, what Romney had to say was more of a prescription than Mr. Obama. Mr. Obama basically wants to do a little bit more of what he's already done. He's had about $1 trillion in stimulus in the form of additional permanent spending and some tax reductions. He wants to shuffle around the tax reductions a bit. Most middle-class Americans will pay more taxes next year if he's reelected because the payroll tax holiday will go away, and he wants it to go away. And he'll spend a little bit more money, again, on things like Solyndra. So I don't see that as really getting us any further down the road. We'll get a temporary bump for about two quarters out of spending a bit more, but it won't solve the problem. If Romney does the things he says he would do, you know, dramatically increase permits on public lands offshore and really crack heads with the Chinese, that would have a tangible effect.
What did you think of how they each characterized their own and their opponent's plan to deal with Medicare?
Well, I think that they probably both exaggerated a little bit, and we'll just leave it at that. One way or another, in order to get Medicare under control, either you have to raise the age at which people become eligible, or you have to reduce the prices that you pay providers, or you have to, in some way, limit it. Mr. Romney was a little bit more honest in that he said that for, you know, folks that aren't near retirement, we're going to have to limit it in some way for wealthier people. Basically, we already charge people who have more retirement income more for Medicare, and I expect that that will continue. Medicare is a fairly efficient system, and without systemic reform of all health care that would lower prices, which is indeed possible, but not through methods either of these guys want to use, methods the Germans use, we're going to have to just accept that kind of outcome. And I suspect if Mr. Obama is reelected, we're going to go down that path anyway.
All right. Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
You take care.
Peter Maurice, economist at the University of Maryland School of Business.